The whole week, I was meditating in the gospel. And I said to God, what should I say about the gospel today? This is one of the hardest gospels to preach about it. Did you preach about divorce? Did you preach about marriage? Did you preach about how to be a child? And how we need to accept to be a child of God and to go back to the kingdom? And what is to be also children of God? And it was not just after yesterday. I'm a part of the people who prepare marriage couple. By the law of the archdiocese, every couple have to go for a engagement retreat. And the engagement retreat is for teach those marriage how to be a new married couple. But it's hard to say. It's hard to teach. It's very hard to preach. What can we say for a marriage couple? And also, it's also hard to preach about it because what the priest can say about marriage when they are not married. There's a lot of people that come to us. How the priest can give an advice about marriage when they don't know what marriage is about. Jesus' intent here is to show us that marriage is not just a legal contract like it was in the times of Moses. He said what the Moses prescribed. It's not a legal contract that can be revoked at will if you cannot afford a good lawyer. Rather, it's a deep and mystical sacramental union. The first readings say that it was not good for a man to be alone. And if we pay attention to the word male, he created someone like him and called female. Like I say sometime, he created a man and he made something such a much better creation. And he said, whoa, man, whoa. And then for that reason, it was called woman. If we pay attention, have the same roots. We come from the same place. In the readings today show us that Mary is a way of discipleship. It is important to say this because sometime in Christian history, the church has implied that celibacy, especially in priests or monks or nuns, is higher way to follow Jesus. In this session of Mark's Gospel, show us that Jesus on his way to Jerusalem, teaching his disciple about denying himself, taking up the cross and follow him, marriage required enormous quantity of also a self-denial. We have to die to our own preference and desires and learn how to serve our spouses, and so become more like Jesus. A lot of people say also, how can we be more than Jesus if Jesus was not married? The intention of God for marriage is that marriage is rooted on creation. Appealing to the Genesis, Jesus recalled that marriage was planned and established by God for the good of his people. He created and he is the one who should define it. He told us even what God united must ever, never, no one must divide it. Mary is making of one from two. Marriage is more than a legal agreement to join a partnership. And that's what at the time of the disciple, for the reason they were testing him. And he say what Moses commanded the Jew. It is unlike any other relationship. When we are joining Mary, we become one. But he also says something about what, not just what Moses commanded you, but he also say, because of the hardness of your hearts. Marriage is a work of God. What we perceive marriage as a something that we form and govern, the scriptures revealed that when we are married, we are joining together by God. And that's what I said to the people yesterday on the retreat. You're gonna get married. And then every time that you're gonna be preparing for the marriage, you're gonna be always being preparing for give honor of what you said before you're gonna get married, at the times that you met each other, and to celebrate everything that you have been building during that relationship. Because marriage is meant to be for a lifetime. It's not that in the times of the disciples, oh, because we don't get along, I'm gonna divorce her. One of the things that also the disciples in the gospel said is a husband is lawful if a husband divorces his wife. Always, male prevail. That's not marriage. That's not for God. Because why the husband is the only one who can be divorced for his wife? What about the wife divorce the husband? For that reason, he reminds us that marriage is meant to be for lifetime. Neither a man nor a woman control the marriage. The only one who controls it is God. When we allow God in that relationship, he is the authority over our marriage. What God has joined together, let man not separate it. So, as the people of God, we should be the first to herald that marriage is a good gift from God for the good of the people. And we should strive to see marriage honor and receive according to God's design. And then you will say, Father, what about myself that I'm suffering from my marriage? The marriage is to be an agreement of love. That's why God created men and women, to preserve the love. Yes, there are some moments that the love is gone among the couple. That's the only way that God allows you to divorce, when it's no love, where it's no kindness, where it's not attention, when there is no respect. That's the only way that what God will allow you to divorce, because marriage, it was created by Him to honor the love between the woman and a man. The same love that we need to have for our children as we begin to celebrate the months of respect of life. When we are not getting well, I know that so many years ago, our grandparents said that you should be strong and preserve marriage. But also God has said you should be strong and preserve the love, the respect that you need as a human being. If it's not love in your marriage, praise to God to be able to rebuild that kind of relationship. But if love is gone and there is disrespect and it's hurting you, don't say that you want to preserve the marriage for your children. Father, they're going to lose their father. They're going to lose their mother. No. You should not lose your dignity, your respect. Because we should preserve marriage, the institution of marriage, with love overall. Because that's why God created them, man and female, to be together in love for the kingdom of God, for the procreation of the children, and continuing building the church that we deserve, not just here, but inside of the home that you decided, together in love, to build.